Kamaru Usman, a.k.a. the Nigerian Nightmare here, and you are listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back. 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. A lot of stuff going on this weekend, a lot of stuff next weekend. We just had one of the drivers from next week's St. Pete Grand Prix on the phone with us right now, who will be getting back in the cage next weekend at Bellator 241, Robson Gracie Jr. Robson, how are you?
I'm fine. Nice to meet you. Nice to talk to you guys.
Welcome to the show. First and foremost, I once talked to a legendary last name in Kyle Petty, the son of Richard Petty, about his legendary last name. And he said that the name might open doors, but talent is what keeps him in the sport. Talk to us, and I know you've talked about this over and over and over again. I mean, about the last name, and is that basically a bullseye on you and your entire family?
Sorry, is what?
Is it basically a bullseye being a Gracie? I mean, it's the biggest, most famous name in our sport of MMA.
Nah, it's good, but at the same time, it's tough. No, I like it. It's an honor to represent the family to being a Gracie, but at the same time, it's kind of hard. And deal with that is if you're not tough. Forget about.
Is there such a thing, though, of a non-tough Gracie? I mean, all Gracies are tough, right?
I have a bunch of don't train, and they don't. Not under all of us. They don't like to train. They don't like to fight. For them, that was kind of hard. But like I said, it's hard. So. A couple of the greats give up on the way to become a fighter, and that's how hard it is.
So people don't talk about. Next weekend, you're back in the cage, Bellator 241. Talk about what we can expect to see next Saturday, or next Friday, I'm sorry.
Okay, I hope the same as well as usual. Take down and get the submission. Let's try to do that. That's what I have been working for.
We're, 10 days? No, 9 days, I think, until the fight. What goes to your mind this far out? Are you kind of trying not to think about next week? Or is it like waiting for your last day of school or waiting for Christmas morning and you're counting down the time? Which is it?
Okay. In reality, when I start the camp, really excited. I get really excited when I notice about the fight. So you start training hard. You start trying to push yourself. But once getting close, it's like a kind of annoying because it looks like forever. Like 9 days. You count the days like Christmas. Exactly like I said. Like a kid on the Christmas waiting and waiting. I'm tired of waiting. I hope it will be today if that happens soon as possible. Like, I want to jump in the day, you know, because there's nothing to add anymore. Like, nothing I'm going to do now on this last week is going to improve for the fight. So, it's just the fight itself. So, I can't wait for that. I hope it was today.
Just counting down the time. What is the funniest or the strangest thing that's ever happened to you in the middle of a fight? Like, have you caught yourself daydreaming or looking off into the crowd or... You know, what's something kind of crazy?
On the last fight, was me and Hanzo. We argued a little bit when I was in the mount position. And I got the mount. I was setting up for the submission. And Hanzo was like, squeeze. And I talked to him. I don't feel his neck yet. I was adjusting his to start to get his neck. And Hanzo was like, squeeze it for you. Hanzo, I'm not feeling. And I end up squeezing, and I started feeling my arms getting tired. And it was on the neck, so the guy was able to, my opponent was able to resist. And then I got back to the mountain, and Hanzo started screaming, why you didn't squeeze? I did it. But my arms started getting tired. It's not on. So, and Hanzo like it. And Hanzo started screaming to me back, do it again. Take it easy, I will do it. And he was screaming, do it. Easy, I will do it. And then at a certain point, I said, fuck it, I don't care. I'm just going to do whatever I want. That was the funny thing about the fight.
Robson said bucket, just so you know. He was talking about carrying the bucket to the corner. Okay. It was bucket.
Yes.
Right, exactly. How do you relax? What do you do, you know, whether it's this week or fight week or the week after a fight? I mean, what do you watch on TV? How do you chill and try to, you know, just get away from the fight game?
Okay, I like to watch a lot of comedy shows, like even the old ones, like The Office. That's one of my favorite ones, to disconnect. I like comedians, Brazilian stand-up comedies. So, to get relaxed. Sometimes I try to watch a movie to motivate me, but it doesn't work. So I'd rather be watch comedy shows.
One of my personal, not that this is about me, we're trying to find out about you, but one of my favorite things I've ever done in my almost 60 years is training jiu-jitsu in Rio a couple years ago. To me, that was like the ultimate thing.
Nice. Great. For me, the same. I love jiu-jitsu. I love to train. And a good thing about it is you can train in jiu-jitsu for hours. Don't get hurt. Like with your friends, just to chill. No, so that's one thing I really like it, especially in Rio, because you can train, go to the beach right after, get a cup of the water.
Well, we trained and then we went to all the buffets every night.
Oh, great. That's my idea of the fight.
Exactly. What, Robson, what can we expect to see next Friday?
My best. Okay, giving my best, fighting with the heart. My opponent is a tough fighter. He's has a really good card. I know about that. That's a... He didn't give up easy, so let's do it. Let's try to fight again. I want to have fun over there. That's my most important thing, having fun inside the cage.
Next Friday, we'll not get here quick enough. Bellator 241 right around the corner. Robson, thank you very much for your time. We're going to put you on hold, get your address, and mail you out a care package from 8 Man Strong for coming on board with us today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Have fun next Friday. Another Gracie back in the cage.
The royal family.
Tell you what, when I went to Gracie Baja, and there was probably 100 black belts that were up there training, it was wild. A little intimidating.
Yeah,
you know.
Sure.
And when we went, you know, David Vieira, who's my trainer, coming back, I can't wait, owns a Gracie Baja's gym, and we had to ask permission. Can we come up?
Sure.
Can we look around? And they were awesome. And it was cool. Intimidating, but definitely cool.
What's cool is like going there on a Friday night, Saturday. You know, here in America, the gyms are empty on Friday night. You know, everybody's out watching movies and at the dinner and family. But at the dojo in Brazil, everyone's there. But they're, you know, it's just a culture. It's family.
And literally every night we would get done. We would train like at 6:30, whatever. We would then train for an hour and a half, 2 hours, whatever it was. And then every night was the Brazilian buffet steakhouse.
Oh, yeah.
It was the pizza buffet steakhouse. I'd never had ice cream on a pizza before.
Is it pizza or pizza?
It was in my belly is what it was.
Porsche or Porsche?
Oh, it's Porsche.
Because I was calling it pizza all these years.
No, it was Porsche. So, all right. When we come back, we're going to hit this break. When we come back, we need to talk about, before we get our guest,
okay,
the tattoo from Paul Casey, your defending Valspar tournament champion. So we'll get to that.
Is that the two-time defending champ?
Two-time.
He's going for the three-peat.
He is going for the three-peat.
Ooh, it's Kobe and Shaq time.
But the tattoo story is pretty funny.
Okay, let's hear it.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sound. You really got it now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, I'm Chase Elliott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered,
face demons real or in their heads and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Say you had the greatest job in the world, crafting pumpkin fresh frozen custard desserts at Culver's. Here would be your typical day. Pour farm fresh dairy into the custard maker and run continuously. Add real pumpkin puree and pumpkin pie spice. Then craft our pumpkin spice shake or salted caramel pumpkin concrete mixer.
Just like that, pumpkin's back at Culver's, but not for long. Welcome to Delicious.
The Valspar Championship is back and bigger than ever with Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson, and back-to-back defending champion Paul Casey. March 16th through the 22nd at Innisbrook Resort's Copperhead Course. And country music star Chris Young performs Saturday night with special guests Big and Rich, the top golfers in the world, topped off with a day of fun and entertainment for the whole family. The Valspar Championship. For tickets, parking passes, and more, visit valsparchampionship.com.
For all of your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprint.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprint.com. If you need fight shorts or a walkout banner printed, I again suggest you check out 72hourprint.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call today. I did, and I could not be happier. And I know you will as well. That's 72hourprint.com. 72hrprint.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
What's up, guys? You're listening to Knockout Radio. This is the Russian Hammer. Choo choo, motherfuckers.
So it's not just Robson, it's Artem. It's everybody carries a bucket around.
Everybody takes a bucket with them.
Everybody takes a bucket. Matter of fact, true story. I'm in Hamburg, Germany. I'm cornering Tyrone Booz, the WBO Cruiserweight champ. I mean, really, the trainer was cornering. Right. I just happened to be there.
You were in the entourage.
I had one. No, I was the entourage.
It did you walk in like the Gracies with this shoulder, like, you know, like the Green Berets marching to the arena?
What I did, one of the coolest things I've ever done, I carried his belt.
Oh, really?
Got booed for about 20 minutes. Got booed during the national anthem. And you know me and the national anthem and the flag.
Yeah,
I loved it.
Really? You loved it?
I loved it. I would be ticked if that happened here in the United States.
Okay.
And I got, but which nowadays would probably happen as well. Right. But to me, it was like a proud moment as I'm holding the belt up and it was pretty heavy. And I started up and I know this is radio, so you can't see it, but I'm fully extended. And by the time it got to the very end, I was like halfway down. I was kind of struggling, but I had one job and the job was to bring the bucket.
Okay.
So at the end of the first round, I run up the thing. I forgot the bucket.
Oh, no.
I jumped down, and it's kind of like, you know, you hear these stories about, you know, a car rolls on a baby and a mother picks up the car. Right. I jumped down, grabbed the bucket, and jumped up like
levitated
4.5-5 feet.
Really?
Which I could have never done then, again, now.
Well, because you need the bucket so you can put the flag in it after they watered up.
Well, no, they didn't. The flag had nothing to do with it.
Well, they put the bucket.
All right, so real quickly before Daron Wynn comes on. So Paul Casey's telling a story how at the Ryder Cup, I guess they told whoever the captain of the European team was that, or he said, maybe it was the captain said, if we win, I will tattoo the score on my body.
Okay.
You know, so it's like 6-2, sure. 7, all right? So Paul Casey said how he's very proud of this. He was the only one that got a half a point.
Got a half a point?
Well, you know, it can be a full point or half a point. So he was the only one in the entire tournament that got a half a point. So it meant an extra portion of the tattoo. So I don't know what the score was, but instead of it being 7-5, it was 7.5-5.
Okay.
Or 7.5-5.5. So it was two more whole numbers that got tattooed on his body. I thought it was kind of cool.
Okay.
But he is your defending champ. I had the opportunity to sit down with him, what was that, last Monday?
Okay.
Very cool.
Anything you would get a tattoo of?
Zero.
Nothing. Not a staff zone tattoo if his car wins at the St. Pete Grand Prix?
Let me be real honest with you. I could care less if his car wins the race.
Oh.
Okay? Staff zone on the hood or not? No. I am not.
What about staff zone on the body of the man?
Zero.
The OG.
I would not.
What about a teardrop like, little knuckles on the eyelid or something?
I think I would get a tattoo 2 days after they cremate me.
Well, I mean,
I'm just saying. I have zero interest in getting a tattoo.
Okay.
Zero. And I've said, and I just reached out to the guy again who was the producer of the boxing reality show. And I've told you the story. And his relative, I don't know, brother, aunt, or uncle, whatever, is the producer of Survivor.
Oh, okay.
And I reached out again about getting on, and he gave me a little more advice, so I may resubmit.
Really?
And like I said, when I sent that video in, I was, in my 30s?
Okay.
I'm twice that now, and I would still win it.
So what if we do it as a duo?
I don't want you.
You and me.
No.
Us.
Zero. Zero.
Together.
Zero.
Two of us.
There would be no way I would go with you to Survivor.
What do you mean? Like, we'll get a canoe, and we'll paddle out somewhere, and...
No, because within the first 2 seconds, when you pissed everybody off, and they find out the tool that you are, I'm going with you.
Huh.
And no, I don't want any liability. It's bad enough I have the liability on the radio show. I don't want the liability if I go on Survivor. But back to the tattoo real quick before Duran's here. When I watched Amazing Race and they went for that fast pass thing, they got a tattoo, I would have a dilemma because I wouldn't get the tattoo.
Wow.
So it would push me back. But there's no doubt I would win Survivor. None.
Really?
None.
You think you could survive out there?
I would take Boston Rob out.
Wow.
There's no doubt.
Those are big words.
If we don't get to this guest, he's going to take you out.
We don't want that.
Let's welcome to the program as we get ready for UFC 248 on Saturday, Daron Wynn. Daron, how are you?
Good, man. How are you, buddy?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. First and foremost, and I always ask the athletes this, it's a fine line between a work trip and in trying to enjoy the process. So how do you handle that of... You know, you're in Vegas or you're in California or wherever the fight happens to be that particular week, but you're there for a job.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm lucky because as a wrestler that, I try to make two Olympic teams. Every year, the U.S. Open for the U.S., the U.S. Nationals is in Las Vegas. So my first year in Las Vegas, I was like 17. Obviously, couldn't do all the luxuries of what a guy would want to do here, but I had to kind of learn how to turn it off. I've been here. Shit, I've been to Las Vegas maybe 20 times, bro. So maybe I'm such a vet that it doesn't bother me to be around all the distractions and everything, and be here for business. You know, I mean, obviously I did a little gambling. You know, I sat at the blackjack table. Nothing wrong with that. You know, kind of take your mind off things for a little while. So, honestly, it's really just a blessing, bro. I was literally just sitting here the other day, and I was walking to the casino with my buddy, who's going to be here with me, and I was just like, man, it's just amazing that I'm literally living the dream, right? Like, this is the epitome of the sport, besides, like, winning a belt or whatever. It's like, you are in the UFC, and you're fighting in the fight capital of the world, Las Vegas, where the shit all got started, you know? So I'm just really, really thankful for it all, man.
Okay, and he said where the stuff got started, just in case you didn't understand what he was saying.
Sorry, where the stuff was.
All right, so I'm sitting across the tool that's my co-host, and I argue with him all the time about the best sports tournament. And, Matt, what do you always say it is?
NCAA men's basketball.
And I always say it's NCAA, the wrestling tournament. So please tell this little head why the wrestling tournament is what it is.
Yeah, the NCAA men's wrestling tournament is incredible. It's an incredible atmosphere. I can't imagine. I guess I haven't been to a lot of different college national tournaments or anything like that, but I think that there's a couple rounds, especially the blood round and the semifinal round that goes together. That is about as electrifying round as it gets in any sport. And, you know, dreams are made true and dreams are crushed. So it's pretty cool, man.
I've been to NCAA football, NCAA basketball, and I haven't been yet. My goal is to get to a wrestling. But
still have time. It's March 19th to the 21st.
It's awesome. I put
Chicago
it on.
This year.
Well, maybe we should do it because
we got time. It's coming up.
It's definitely.
You know what's
going
to be dope? You know what's going to be dope though? The Olympic trials at State College. That's where I'm going to go. I told myself I was going to go to either NCAAs or Olympic trials, and I'm going to go to Olympic trials at State College. It's the first week of April, and with the backing that Penn State has now with their wrestling team, I think that's going to be pretty electrifying.
They've dominated the last 3 years.
Maybe more, 4 or 5 years. I think they're like 5-time defending national champs or something like that. It's pretty ridiculous.
It is definitely a lot of fun to watch. All right, let's get to know you a little bit. Dinner for four. You're going to invite four people over for dinner, living or passed away, real or fictitious. They cannot be family, and they cannot be from your gym.
Wow. Number one, Will Smith. For sure.
Okay.
I always say he's the guy I want to meet and spend time with. You guys put me on the spot. Four people. Will Smith.
We can just go with the one if you want.
Easy. I want to tell you more. I don't know, brother. Maybe we come back to this question.
Okay, we'll come back. I like asking it because it really gets to know people. And I do a NFL show here in the Tampa market, and I had a player on, and I asked him, and he said he wanted to have dinner with Hitler. And
wow.
I'm Jewish, and I said, I looked at him, I'm like, huh? And he goes, because I really just want to get in his head, and, you know, what's wrong, and, you know, why? And, you know, so there was a reason for it. But it's just interesting how people think, you know, some entertainment, some go back in history, you know, just people that mine has always been not Sylvester Stallone. I want to have dinner with Rocky Balboa.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
We'll come back.
You know, for sure. Will Smith and Denzel Washington. You know, I'm not saying I'm not into history or anything, but I'm obviously more into more the current times, you know what I mean?
Sure, sure.
Probably because I think that this is probably the most evolved mind that a person can have, obviously, in this earth. So I'd probably rather spend time with somebody who is successful in this day and age, you know?
You're a wrestler from wrestling background, known as a wrestler. Are you a WWE scripted fan?
I used to be. When I was younger, man, I was a big, you know, I watched WCW for a long time, and then I switched over to WWF, and once it started kind of like, what do you call it, like, once it started combining, and I got a little older, I kind of lost interest for it, you know, but I mean, man, I'm huge, you know, Stone Cold, Sting, you know, I was a big, you know, the Hardy Bros, fan, The Rock, all those guys, man. I used to be a huge fan of all that, but I kind of grew out of it a little bit as I got older.
Well, and what you'll probably will happen to you, I grew out of it and then I grew back into it.
Yeah.
So,
DC, well, Kane obviously is
right
in it now. And then
right.
DC is like a kid about it. And I, so, I mean, he's 42 years old now, so it's pretty funny to see.
Favorite TV show? You're sitting at home. Your fight was 2 weeks ago, so you don't have to worry about, you know, fight camp and, you know, staying in shape and whatever. What are you watching on TV?
Man, my favorite TV show probably of all time is Power. 50 Cent Show. You ever heard of it?
No.
It's on Stars. Oh, man, it's good. It's about a guy who is in the midst of like New York City, and he's like a drug kingpin, but he also has like these has another life. He has he owns like a nightclub and stuff like that, and it's just him and all his like buddies and his family and stuff, kind of like almost getting caught with something every single episode, but always getting away. You know, I love it.
Not only have I not heard of the show, I've never heard of the network. What is it, Stars?
Oh, really? You've never heard of Stars?
No.
What? Where are you guys from?
I live a sheltered life.
Yeah, sounds like it, really.
Have you heard of Stars?
I've heard of it. I don't know what's on it.
All right. Well, I'll check it out. You know, when I go
Power, I'm going to look at them now.
You do it while I continue to talk to Duran.
Exactly.
All right, so. Do
super
I?
Super high rating. It's actually got super high ratings.
Well, they'll have a little more ratings tonight because I'll tune in. tell me a little bit about your opponent.
Gerald Merchart. He's like 29-12. And I saw somewhere the other day he's been fighting since in like 2007. That's when I graduated high school. Kind of a journeyman. He's just okay everywhere. He's a black belt. He has a lot of submissions. But he's had a rocky career in the UFC, or not a rocky, but just an okay career. And, he kind of called me out. Well, we kind of had some beef because my first UFC fight, I got ducked a lot. People didn't want to fight me. So, and he was one of them, we asked probably 10 guys on the roster and everybody said no. And then I saw somewhere where he had posted like anytime, anybody, anywhere. And so I kind of called him out for it because I was getting frustrated because I hadn't. Nobody had signed the contract to fight me yet. And then I saw him, and then he kind of like talked smack. And then I saw him again at my last fight because his teammate was on my same card. And we kind of had some words. And then I think since I lost, it was my first loss. And it's funny, bro, because before I had lost, nobody wanted to fight me. But when you lose, everybody thinks they see the vulnerability in you. And they think that maybe they can get the win too. So now he called me out and wants to fight me. And I don't know. He's okay. And obviously, I think that the majority of fighters in the UFC are great, great fighters and at least decent athletes. But he's all right.
Let me ask you this, and I've covered the UFC and MMA since forever. UFC 11 was the first one I covered live. I've covered the UFC since day one. When this fight is over on Saturday, my thing is, if the dislike is real, and it sounds like it is, I want it to be dislike after Saturday night, just like it is before Saturday night.
Yeah. And I imagine this one will be, there's a different, because you're kind of old school MMA fan, right?
I'm old school.
He's the oldest school.
So I get that, bro. So I hear that a lot from a lot of old school MMA fans. But what I will tell you, there is this different type of bond that you share with a person that you go into battle with. That you can go from disrespecting or not respecting somebody to respecting them in 15 minutes. Because of what they show you in that octagon. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
I get it.
The passion and the heart and everything and the emotion in it can literally flip your script on a person in a heartbeat, right? But with this one, it's a little different. It's a little more personal because, He kept trying to pick at me all camp and trying to just poke at me and poke fun at me. And it's just lame, bro. And just because you're trying to make yourself relevant. Like, it's like you're reaching. Like, some people reach sometimes to try to make themselves relevant.
Right.
And so, you know, you just kind of cross the line on some things. And not necessarily cross the line, but I'm not with that shit. Like, I'm not with that. We're on Twitter. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I'm not with that stuff. Like, I'm not with that. We talk smack to each other, but then behind the scenes, it's like, oh, yeah, you're good job, bro. We're going to make this money, you know? I'm not with that. If you're going to talk smack to me, you better really not like me, because as soon as you start talking smack to me, I don't like you. You know what I mean? Like, I don't play that behind the scenes stuff. Like, it's corny to me, and I understand why people do it, but if we're really going to dislike each other, I'm really going to dislike you, and I'll probably dislike you from here on out. And honestly, like, they kept separating us yesterday at check-in, but, you know, making sure we didn't, like, be in the same room at the same time. But it's like, man, I'm ready to talk to this dude in person because, you know, he had a lot to say. People hide behind the social medias, and then when they get in the fight, it's completely different then, you know? So no, man, this will probably be real, and depending on how it turns out, I probably will still dislike this dude afterwards.
I get what you're saying, and I was going to follow up with basically what you said. If it was real dislike, and then you get in an octagon, you get in a cage, you fight it out, there's a respect form after, I'm okay, mm-hmm. I get all that. I don't like when it's, and then it comes out, well, we just did it to sell the fight.
No,
if you're
going to
dislike them, and then earn the respect, don't, you know, whether it's media, whether it's fans or whatever, you know, do it to sell the fight. To me, that's what bothers me.
Yeah, dumb in my opinion. And
with that,
I don't know.
With that said, Deron, what can we expect to see Saturday night in Las Vegas?
Honestly, like I said, it's just the best me, man. I have a lot to learn as a mixed martial artist, but I've learned a lot in the recent and the loss has really given me a lot of insight on things I need to correct and stuff like that. So. Yeah, it should be interesting, man. You know, I'm interested to see how good this dude's grappling really is. You know, a lot of people say it's pretty good, but I grapple with the best guys in the world a lot of times, and I'm a world class wrestler, and generally world class wrestlers give high level grapplers a hard time, and you know, I'm ready to do whatever this dude wants to do, and I'm gonna win, and if I put him away, I put him away. If we have to fight 15 minutes, I'll fight him for all 15. So I expect nothing but a win and a dominant one at that. So that's what we should expect to see.
That is Saturday night, Deron. Awesome job. Thank you very much for your time. We're going to put you on hold. I'm going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong for giving us a couple minutes of your time, as well as I'm going to send you a box of WCW and WWE DVDs.
All right, buddy.
So they will be in the mail beginning the middle of next week. You should have them by the end of next week.
All right. Well, I'll be sure to take the DVDs and put them in a real special place for you. Okay.
Who has a DVD player?
I won't. Yeah. I won't tell you where the special place is.
I mean, that's how old school he is.
It's going to be really special.
Are they? No, they're CDs. Isn't that what they are?
Why are you going to play it?
I don't know.
Who has a machine to play it?
So just throw them away? Is that
no, just ship them to him so he can get rid of them.
Okay. Rob, thank you very much. Have fun.
Trash day Sunday.
See you, buddy.
Take care. That is Deron Nguyen in the Octagon Saturday night. You can't watch DVDs?
Well, I mean, you have to have a machine to play them on.
I don't know. This opens, doesn't it? I don't even know. You know, true story. We'll get to the true story in a minute. All right. Okay. Remind me, because I want to tell you about the commercial.
All right.
But let's welcome to the program next weekend. We've been talking MMA. We've been talking race. Richard Edgewood's on. He's coming to the St. Pete Grand Prix.
He is.
Let's welcome to the program Graham Rahal. Graham, how are you? Graham, are you there? Maybe not.
No.
Hello, Graham. He's waiting for
us. Hey, Mr. Rahal. Hello.
Graham, are you there?
I mean, we'll wait for a race car royalty.
All right. So I'll push it back to you. Just let me know when he's back. But you're right.
We'll wait.
I'll just sit here and stare at you until he comes back.
I'll watch a DVD until he gets ready.
All right, so what was I going to tell you? I said, remind me and I'll tell you a story. So you already forgot.
Well, I wrote it down earlier, but we already talked about
I'm
it.
I'm the one with the Alzheimer's.
But I do have a breaking news story.
Oh, I have one too, which I still need to break. Johnny Bedford's fight, but go ahead.
You do. The Arnold Sports Classic, the 2020, is canceled for the coronavirus. The governor of Ohio.
The governor of Ohio or the governator?
Well, it's not Arnold.
Well, I mean, Arnold's not coming?
Arnold's the governator of California. He's not the governator of Ohio.
Do you know that I just saw something online that there's a new rule that if you get caught shoplifting, you just get a written warning?
What?
So they're videotaping these three people that came into a Walgreens clearing out stuff because all they're going to get is a warning.
Well, I'd steal Lysol so I can fight the coronavirus. But will it change this weekend's attendance in Vegas? I mean, are group settings, will it be affected at the gate? Because at the end of the day, it's all about the pay-per-views and the gate for selling a fight.
I don't know.
I mean, they're closing major events. Soccer stadiums in Italy are only playing the games. Yeah. There's no spectators. There's no fans.
ONE FC did the same thing. We just canceled our cruise.
Right.
You know, so I know my sister, you know, canceled her cruise.
And then you have, you know, in the title fight, you have a staph infection issue, just like Kevin Lee, going back to when he was fighting Tony Ferguson in Minnesota. I mean, you know, so, like, you know, these bacteria, these things happen often in our sport. I mean, obviously with UFC, MMA. But I think it's going to affect the fight, don't you think? I mean, Have you noticed a difference in people's patterns, like in society? Have you noticed less people out? I mean, I know in my restaurant, I've noticed less people inside dining.
Really?
It's takeout or delivery only right now.
So it works out well for Emily, who's going to stay at the house.
What?
Emily said, not Emily, my daughter. Emily,
oh, yeah. Was no, it worked, yeah, it works out great for her. But, I mean, I definitely think people are more cautious of it. And in fact, with our sheriff, Chad Cronister,
how is he your sheriff?
Well, I live in Hillsborough
County. Just
because
you live in Hillsborough.
Yeah, he's my sheriff.
He is your sheriff.
So my sheriff was in Plant City at the festival, and I can say from last year to this year, it was definitely a lot less people, a lot less crowded, a lot less people on the street, and I was surprised.
I'm going to say BS because I had to drive to the Lakeland area on Saturday for the wedding.
Right.
And all I heard was how bad the traffic is because of the Strawberry Festival.
Well, the parade was on Monday, so I'm saying like a large group of people on the parade route. You definitely did not see the crowd like you did last year. So it's affecting things worldwide. It's definitely going to have an impact on the economy and so forth.
All right, we'll talk more about that right now. Like I said, we had Richard Edge on before to talk about the St. Pete Grand Prix. And you're right, royalty, and you know I don't like using that legendary name. Let's welcome to the program a legendary name, Graham Rahal. Graham, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for your time. Before we talk about the St. Pete Grand Prix, I'm headed to Columbus in a couple of weeks for a UFC. I know that's where you're from. So give me, where do I need to go? What's a restaurant I need to check out?
Oh, Columbus. We were just talking about it, actually, great city. You know, you just need to go to High Street. I mean, to be honest, everything on High Street right now is absolutely booming. I mean, there's so many new restaurants. You know, the classic steakhouses like Jeff Ruby's or Hyde Park are always great, but downtown now, I mean, I can't even list one because every time I go back, there's 100 new ones. So it's hard for me to pick one, but I miss it. I love Columbus.
Well, I wrote all that down and I will eat at every single place that you said when I go up there. You love Columbus. We're based here in the Tampa St. Pete area. I've been told the drivers love the city. The drivers love this race course and the St. Pete Grand Prix. Tell us why.
Well, just a great city. I mean, you know, a beautiful venue, beautiful city. I mean, we talk about Columbus, you know, booming. This city in St. Pete has done just the same, you know, and it's awesome to see. So, you know, I think it's just what a venue, you know, right by the water, right downtown, you know, walk to the restaurants, walk to the hotels, you know, just very simple. It's an easy life. And, you know, for us, I think we all appreciate that. You know, not everywhere we go is like that, you know. So I think everybody enjoys that. you know, also just the support that we get from the city here. You know, I was actually literally just with the mayor, and he's, you know, such a great guy and so supportive of what we're doing at the race. And that's huge for us, you know. So we've always appreciated the local support that we get, and, you know, it means a lot and just helps our event be more successful.
I always ask, we're predominantly a combat show. We talk a lot of MMA, and I always ask the fighters, have you ever drifted? Have you ever daydreamed in the middle of a fight? And we've heard some kind of funny stories. You're driving, you know, 160, 182, whatever it is. Have you ever drifted? Have you ever caught yourself, you know, your mind wandering in the middle of a race?
You know, you just can't. You can't. Probably the same with fighting. I mean, God, you wander, you get smoked in the face, you know, but you know, it's the same for us. I mean, you let your brain wander, you know, and you go to a brake zone and you hit the brake pedal, you know, just a fraction too late. You lock up the brakes and hit a fence at 200 miles an hour. That's, you know, it's obviously detrimental to your health and everything else. So, you know, to be honest, like, you just can't. You've got to be very locked in and focused, you know, through everything that you're doing. And, you know, it is tough. Sometimes it does. Your mind wants to wander. You know, sometimes your brain, you know, something pops in there and it wants to go, you know, and you always got to find a way to bring it back.
Well, earlier in the program, we had another legendary name on in a Gracie in the MMA world. That is Royalty. Your last name obviously is legendary, Royalty as well. Talk about the pressure of that. I once spoke to Kyle Petty and he said, the last name may open the door, but its talent is what keeps me here. Talk about the pressure of having a name like Ray Hall.
I think that is 100% the truth. You know, the last name, sometimes it opens doors, but it's a double-edged sword. I mean, it really, really is. It's a double-edged sword. It gets you that recognition, but it also brings such a high level of expectation and such a high level of demand that it does become very hard. And if you don't perform and you don't win races, and, you know, you're going to be the first to hear about it. You know, if my last name was Jones or something, and I go out there and race and I win a race, you know, everybody's going to be, you know, cheering about how great I am. If my last name's Ray Hall and I go win a race, it's like, oh, well, you're expected to do that. You know, you're Ray Hall. And so that is a challenge, you know, that you face each and every day. But, you know, that's, we accept that. I've been doing this for a long time myself now. And, you know, we're excited about what's ahead.
I know you're in St. Pete right now. Talk to us real quickly about race week. You know, what is it like? What do you do race week as you get ready for the race itself?
You know, I come in on Tuesday this year, normally Wednesday, but Tuesday this year. I actually shoot a commercial for United Rentals, one of my partners, my main sponsor here, on Wednesday. And then we just really lock in, you know, try to get rested, try to get healthy, loosen up, get ready for the weekend. And, you know, Friday things kick off with practice. So, you know, really the main thing is to make sure that mentally you're prepared and physically you're loosened up and you're ready. You know, it's funny, obviously with fighting, a very similar thing, right? You got to get your mind right and you got to make sure your body feels good. If you don't, you're not going to perform. And that's the way it is for us. If your body's not right, you got an ache in your back or your legs are locked up from working out or something like that, it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a huge problem, particularly, you know, on a bumpy street course. St. Pete's not actually that bumpy, but a lot of the others are. I mean, your elbows are bloodied up and bruised by the time, you know, race comes along. And, you know, if you have something that's lingering, it's going to be a major issue.
Talk about for a second the paddock area. I know that there's a special locker room of motorsports and, you know, the fans can get into the Firestone IndyCar paddock, you know, pass that they can purchase. But talk about that as from a fan standpoint. You know, every time we come down there and, you know, the cars are there and the drivers are there and the staff is working on the cars. And to me, that's just as much fun. And I hope this isn't disrespectful, but it's just as much fun to watch that as it is the race itself.
No, it's not. Yeah, I mean, it's huge. I mean, you know, our fans really buy in. They want to come see these races and stuff because they get to, you know, get up close in person and they get to, you know, come and meet you and get an autograph and see the cars and look at what everything's all about. I mean, that's a huge point of this, particularly, you know, for people that are bringing their kids and, you know, things like that. I mean, it's, you know, we're trying to build fans of the future and lock them in, and that's the best way to do it. So, you know, it's a huge, huge part of what we do. So no offense taken. I mean, I think any sport nowadays, the most successful sport, you know, from an entertainment standpoint, are the sports that have great access. to the competitors. And so that's what we try to do.
Good stuff. We are going to give away some tickets before the end of the hour. Graham, thank you very much for your time. We're going to put you on hold to get an address, and we're going to send you out a care package from 8 Man Strong, some swag, for giving us a couple minutes of your time today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Appreciate it. That is Graham Rahal driving through, racing through the streets of St. Pete, right around the corner.
That's pretty cool to have royalty in town.
You know, and you know me and that word.
I
dislike the word legendary,
royal,
royalty, and, you know, it bothers me. And I think it's disrespectful to the legendaries and to the names. But tell me names, and seriously, and I know he's already gone, so it's not like I'm trying to, you know, be you. I'm not trying to be a tool.
Yeah.
But Gracie, are you telling me there's a bigger name in mixed martial arts than Gracie?
Never.
Rahal, one of the top three, four, five names. I mean, you don't even have to be a race fan. And you know the name,
sure,
right?
Of course.
Right? So I get it. And I remember Kyle Petty telling me that. You know, it was at the home shopping. I told you that whole story when I was up there with him. And,
yeah.
And he said, sure. I mean, I would be a fool to say my last name doesn't get me in and open doors. But if I don't produce, people are going to throw money in my car. People aren't going to, you know, employ me.
Sure.
You know. Interesting.
What does it mean to be inside the Hair Circle of Trust? What does that open door to?
A lot, and you're not there.
The buffet?
You're not there. I don't know why you keep bringing it up. You're not in the Circle of Trust.
Wow. I feel like I belong. We should go for like an open nomination.
Well,
put me on the ballot.
I could do a ballot.
I won't drop out.
Maybe we'll do a ballot of potential in the Circle representatives.
All right, let's make it a combo deal. Let's give away tickets to the Grand Prix.
What does that have to do with you in the Circle of
Trust?
The person
who votes me in gets
them. So you're Bloomberg. You're going to buy your way in. I get it. All right. We're going to blow through the break. We don't have enough time for it.
We're going to announce the BKFC?
We are going to do that. I'm going to, in the next 3 or 4 minutes.
Okay.
This weekend, not one but two title fights. Max Payne is fighting this weekend as well. A lot of times, we know going in, nobody's losing a title this weekend. You know, GSP would fight, he's not losing.
Okay.
John Jones fights, he's not losing.
Right.
And then there's times that, you know, you think, all right, there's two title fights, maybe even three title fights. There's going to be one new champion.
Okay.
My question to you, before I give you my answer.
Yes.
Will there be two and still? Will there be two and new? Will there be one and one?
I'm going one and one. I think Romero takes the title from Israel, and I think Zhang keeps it from Johanna. I don't think she's gonna take the deal. There's too much skill there.
I got a funny feeling. I mean, I think Romero wins.
I
definitely think he wins. But I have a funny feeling Johanna may bring it back too.
Oh, you think she's bringing it back?
I do.
Because of her conditioning, because of like her camp, because of how you know she's conditioning and training?
No, because they're both highly trained. You know, all four are highly trained. I mean, Israel's highly trained. I think Israel possibly bit off more than he can chew on there. And you know, we could be shocked.
Is a staph infection a concern?
It's always a concern.
Like, what do they do from the medical standpoint? Like, what is the UFC? Like, are there certain timelines where you can't compete? After an issue or about, or
do you want me to make up answers?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
Because it's got to be a big deal, right? I mean, they wouldn't bring it up if it wasn't a big deal.
It definitely is got to be a big deal. But I don't know. I don't know the answers to that. And I don't know why I'm leaning towards Joanna. You know, full disclosure, am I still thinking of the Joanna of 2 years ago?
Could be.
Could be that
she did our radio show at Super Bowl.
No, that has nothing to do with it.
We saw her training at ATT.
No, we really didn't. We saw her run.
We watched her run.
Yeah, we watched her run.
We saw her warm up.
No, that's not true.
Was her warm up not intense? Her warm up was better than you could do in a workout.
I told you when I used to train over in Tampa with Depth Warm,
right.
You know, the warm up. And I honestly thought it was the workout.
Right.
And then I got done. I'm like, all right, guys, I'll see you tomorrow. And where are you going? I said, we're done. He goes, no, that was the warm-up. Big ups to Alon.
Yeah.
I've spoken to him since.
As have I.
He's handled it, you know, very well.
Yes.
You know,
are you still trolling Hunter online? Are you still trolling him?
I never trolled him.
You called him Hunter on Facebook.
That's his name. I'm not trolling him.
Well, I mean, his name is Spike.
No, it's not. His name's Hunter.
He calls himself Spike. You got to call him Spike.
What ridiculous name do you go by?
Naked Pizza Man.
And what do I call you?
Toolbox.
Well, okay. McDummy. All right, there you go. But I've never called you Nick and whatever.
Harris Circle of Trust Inductee 2020.
I don't know. I don't know.
Let's vote.
It's not up to a vote.
This is the democracy we live in.
No,
it's
not.
It is.
It is not.
Not at Knockout Radio.
Well, that's what I'm saying. How can it be a democracy into my circle of trust?
It's our circle of trust.
No, it's not. It's mine.
Well, for now.
Even if you're in it. Like Grossman's in my circle of trust.
Well, how do you get it?
Because he's ahead of you. But it doesn't matter what you say to him and he says to you. It's my circle of trust.
All right.
Now, there's a possibility, let's be honest, that there is my circle of trust and there's Knockout Radio circle of trust and there's our circle of trust.
Oh, so they kind of overlap like the Olympics?
Hold on a second. And you're not in any of those three.
Huh.
You're not in mine. You're not in Knockout Radio's and you're not in ours. So...
Well, fine. I'm going to start my own circle of trust, and then, you know, we'll meet up in the future, and we'll join forces.
I don't want to join forces.
Well.
My force is bigger.
It is bigger.
I have the force field. Good news, I have been informed that Dana White's Arcade 1-Up has been shipped.
Beautiful.
Yep. So if he doesn't already have it, he should be getting it any day now. It is Street Fighter. Which
awesome.
Would be perfect for
makes
him.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great game for him.
It makes sense if he has all the other games. You know,
right.
Just because he's a combat sport promoter
right.
doesn't mean that he wants to play a video game of two guys fighting. He can just go down to work and watch two guys fight.
Right. That's true.
Right?
That's true.
So, Golden Tee would be a good one, but he wanted Street Fighter.
Yeah.
I wanted Golden Tee.
Did you see Shannon Rich?
You know what I got?
No.
Street Fighter.
Did you think of Golden Tee? You see Shannon Rich is going for the PGA Masters tour?
Yeah. Good. Good for him.
Turn from professional fighter to professional golfer.
I don't think anybody realizes what it takes to be on really any professional level. And this isn't a dig, you know, at Shannon. But I had a friend of mine whose dad arguably at the time was the greatest quarterback of all time, Otto Graham. David Graham went out for the senior tour. David Graham was a zero handicap. David Graham has been in the circle, and he couldn't do it. It's a whole different world.
Wow.
So, kind of like doing this radio show. It's a whole different world.
Well, me and Diego Sanchez in the force field are joining forces.
All right. Maybe you could get in the circle if you can walk from here to the store you closed like Diego did in the cage.
Like a chicken.
If you walk like that from here to there, I'll consider it.
I'm not walking like a chicken.
All right, so you're picking one.
Yeah, I think Romero wins, and I think Zhang retains her title. Is it Zhang or is it Zhang?
Yeah, I'd let Zhang. You pronounce names. Names that I can't pronounce, I don't
pronounce. Well, it's funny because Johanna made fun of the coronavirus a few weeks ago. She had to retract it. It was actually at the Super Bowl. She made some comments about how she... You know, was insensitive with it and had to go back and retract it.
Israel made, you know, a comment as well.
And now look how serious it is on a global scale.
Well, both were serious.
But like you say, there's no line in trash talking.
There isn't.
Right?
There is not.
So,
I'm sorry, there's
so
not.
Virus or otherwise, you can speak or talk about whatever you want.
You know, kind of like Duran said, you know, if it's real, it's real.
Sure.
If you're saying it just to start stuff, you know, whatever. But in Israel's case... As much as it might have offended me what he said, it didn't offend him. Now, he said he retracted, he didn't think about it, whatever. But a non-American talking about an American tragedy, why does it mean anything to him?
Right.
I mean, it's awful what he said.
Right, well, no doubt.
To you or me.
Right.
I'm just saying. But
there's no rules in war, right? I mean, what do they call it?
And there's no rules.
A love lost.
There's no rules in comedy. You know,
sure.
when things are said derogatory, you know, who's...
Oh, speaking of comedy, I have my first professional comedic school starting tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
Good.
I'm working on my timing, so let Russell Peters know.
You're going to fail that, too?
No, I'm going to perfect my stand-up comedy routine so I can open for Russell Peters.
Okay, not only will you never open for Russell Peters...
And Michael Rappaport, who has been texting me this week.
Yeah, sure, yes.
He has?
Yeah.
He talks about the LeBron Zion Williams games. Like, every time it was on... He wants my opinion.
He wanted to be a Navy diver, but he couldn't do it.
Oh, really?
Rappaport. That's one of the 10 movies I've seen.
Okay.
Not A Few Good Men. The one that Cuba Gooding Jr. was in.
Oh, yeah.
Cookie. Hey, Cookie! You walk to the rail, Cookie! All right, whatever.
Oh, Glory or something like that.
I don't know, but I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say two champions on Saturday night.
Okay. All right. BKFC announcement? You got one?
Oh, yeah.
You got one?
Dat.
Dat win?
Dat. who just beat
Abby Velasquez,
will be fighting Johnny Bedford in Miami.
That's going to be a fireworks.
Shannon Briggs calling out Rico Rodriguez. Crazy. We'll see where that goes.
It's like a 60 win career versus a 54. I mean, that's 100 professional wins between the two of them.
Two BKFCs, though, before Miami. You'll have Kansas, you'll have Birmingham, and then you'll have KFC. And then the BKFC down in Miami. Want to thank everybody. Hit me up on Twitter. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. Hit me up at Knockout Radio.
At Nick Eats Man 1.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, hi, this is Mike Schmidt. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.